The case Food and Drug Administration versus Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine is the Supreme Court's first abortion access case since overturning Roe versus Wade in 2020. It involves a challenge to the FDA's approval of expanded access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The original Texas case ruled against the FDA's approval of mifepristone, leading to an appeals court ruling, and now the Supreme Court. U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prilligar argued on behalf of the petitioners, the FDA.
FDA approved mifepristone based on the agency's scientific judgment that the drug is safe and effective. It's maintained that judgment across five presidential administrations, and millions of Americans have used mifepristone to safely end their pregnancies. Respondents may not agree with that choice, but that doesn't give them Article III standing or a legal basis to upend the regulatory scheme.
The FDA approved mifepristone in 2000 for terminating early pregnancy. Since then, the FDA has made it more widely available and also removed the requirements for in-person visits with a doctor. Mifepristone was used in nearly two-thirds of all abortions in the United States last year. Prilligar says the FDA relied on dozens of studies involving thousands of women, unlike those challenging the drug.
Respondents don't identify any evidence that the agency overlooked. They just disagree with the agency's analysis of the data before it. But that doesn't provide a license to authorize judicial second-guessing of the agency's expert judgments.
The case was brought by seven anti-abortion doctors, the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine. Lawyer Aaron Hawley, with the conservative group Alliance Defending Freedom, argued on behalf of the seven doctors.
FDA's outsourcing of abortion drug harm to respondent doctors forces them to choose between helping a woman with a life-threatening condition and violating their conscience. This Hobson's choice is intolerable.
She says the doctors are harmed because they've structured their medical practices to bring life into the world.
When they are called from their labor and delivery floor down to the operating room to treat a woman suffering from abortion drug harm, that is diametrically opposed to why they entered the medical profession. It comes along with emotional harm.
Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson sounded skeptical. She says federal law already gives the doctors protection against conscience injury, but the lawsuit is asking for more than that.
They're saying because we object to having to be forced to participate in this procedure, we're seeking an order preventing anyone from having access to these drugs at all. And I guess I'm just trying to understand how they could possibly be entitled to that given the injury that they have alleged.
A majority of the nine justices seem to lean against the abortion opponents. They also heard from lawyer Jessica Ellsworth, who argued on behalf of Danko Laboratories, a petitioner alongside the FDA.
Respondents' view of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act is so inflexible it would upend not just Mifeprix, but virtually every drug approval and REMS modification FDA has made for decades.
Solicitor General Prilligar agrees, saying that ruling for the Alliance for Hippocratic Medicine would harm both the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry. And she says it would also harm women across the nation.
Rolling back FDA's changes would unnecessarily restrict access to mifepristone with no safety justification. Some women could be forced to undergo more invasive surgical abortions. Others might not be able to access the drug at all. And all of this would happen at the request of plaintiffs who have no certain injury of their own. The court should reject that profoundly inequitable result.
The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling by the summer. In the meantime, it will hear one more abortion case involving hospital emergency treatment in states that ban abortions. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.